单元形成性评价六。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Wow, what a beautiful city! Why don't we first visit the art gallery and then go to the zoo?
To tell you the truth, I'm not really interested in going there. You know, there are some nice places to buy souvenirs.
I'd like to make an appointment to see Dr. Carter.Is it possible to make it early, like 7:30 a.m.?
No, I am sorry. How about Tuesday at 8 a.m. or Thursday at 8:15 a.m.?
Well, in that case, Thursday would be fine.
Hello, Mr. Fred.This is Sunshine.
What's the trouble with you, Ms. Sunshine?
My car broke down just now on Robertson Road. I need your help. I don't understand the math problem on the board. Can you help me?
I'm kind of busy working on my homework.Why don't you ask the teacher to help you?
All the plants in my garden died. I don't know what happened. I watered them a lot and fed them plant food. What did I do wrong?
Maybe the garden wasn't in enough sun.You did plant them on the side of the house that gets the most shade.
Second节, 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前。你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六、七题。
Hey, honey, come here and have a look.
That's a photo of our living room with the new green sofa.
Yes. On the computer, I can change the colors. Look at the color I made the wall. It's pretty, isn't it?
Well, I don't like dark brown. Do you?
Okay. Let's try light blue instead.
Look, how nice it is with yellow and blue pillows. I'll get the car key and we can buy the paint now.You'll have time to paint the walls on the weekend.
I got myself a job, didn't I? Hey, honey, come here and have a look.
That's a photo of our living room with the new green sofa.
Yes. On the computer, I can change the colors. Look at the color I made the wall. It's pretty, isn't it?
Well, I don't like dark brown, do you?
Okay. Let's try light blue instead.
Look, how nice it is with yellow and blue pillows. I'll get the car key and we can buy the paint now. You'll have time to paint the walls on the weekend.
I got myself a job, didn't I?
Listen to the seventh 段材料 回答第八至十题。
I'd like to make an appointment with the doctor, please.
Okay. How about the day after tomorrow on Wednesday at 4 p.m.?
Do you happen to have an opening in the morning?
How about tomorrow at 8 a.m. or Thursday at 8:15 a.m.?
Do you have anything earlier?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, in that case, tomorrow would be fine.
What's the purpose of your visit?
Well, to tell you the truth, I fell from a ladder 2 days ago while painting my house, and my foot landed in a can, and it was badly hurt. I'd like to make an appointment with the doctor, please.
Okay. How about the day after tomorrow on Wednesday at 4 p.m.?
Do you happen to have an opening in the morning?
How about tomorrow at 8 a.m. or Thursday at 8:15 a.m.?
Do you have anything earlier?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, in that case, tomorrow would be fine.
What's the purpose of your visit?
Well, to tell you the truth, I fell from a ladder 2 days ago while painting my house, and my foot landed in a can, and it was badly hurt.
听第八段材料，回答第十一至十三题。
Dear listeners, for today's show, I have Abigail Harrison with me.The girl wants to be the first astronaut on Mars. Abigail, welcome to our show.
It is a pleasure to be here.
Would you please tell our listeners when you got the idea of going to space?
When I was 5 years old, standing in my backyard on a cold winter night, my mind swam with questions. To find more, I wanted to go to space.
Do your family members support you?
Both my mum and sister didn't believe it until they found I was serious. My mum told me making a specific plan was the first step towards making my big dream a reality, and it worked.
From then on, you founded a non-profit organization, earned a private pilot's license, ran a marathon, worked at the Kennedy Space Center, and spoke at conferences around the world. Wow, you have done so much!
Well, that is my mom's influence. My teacher helped me in a different way.
Dear listeners, for today's show, I have Abigail Harrison with me. The girl wants to be the first astronaut on Mars. Abigail, welcome to our show.
It is a pleasure to be here.
Would you please tell our listeners when you got the idea of going to space?
When I was 5 years old,Standing in my backyard on a cold winter night, my mind swam with questions. To find more, I wanted to go to space.
Do your family members support you?
Both my mum and sister didn't believe it until they found I was serious. My mum told me making a specific plan was the first step towards making my big dream a reality, and it worked.
From then on,You founded a non-profit organization, earned a private pilot's license, ran a marathon, worked at the Kennedy Space Center, and spoke at conferences around the world. Wow, you have done so much!
Well, that is my mom's influence. My teacher helped me in a different way.
听第九段材料，回答第十四至十七题。
And what are the problems that you've been having?
Well, no one thing is really dangerous or anything, but you know, it's just been building up.
Yes, of course.
Well, the first thing is the washing machine. It's been leaking a little, and it's beginning to get worse. Because we have a small child, and we really need to get that done straight away.
Okay. That's a washing machine for immediate repair.
Then we are worried about all the windows and doors.
Are they broken?
No, but there are no locks on the windows and one of the doors.
And when would you like those done?
Oh, that's not really urgent, but you never know when there's going to be a break-in.
No, we'll get those done for you next week, don't worry.
And then the last thing on the list is the kitchen curtains. They're torn.
Oh, right. We do have quite a few spare ones in stock and can get those to you in the next week, if that's all right with you.
Yes, that would be fine.
Anything else?
No, that's all.
And what are the problems that you've been having?
Well, no one thing is really dangerous or anything, but you know, it's just been building up.
Yes, of course.
Well, the first thing is the washing machine. It's been leaking a little, and it's beginning to get worse. Because we have a small child, and we really need to get that done straight away.
Okay. That's a washing machine for immediate repair.
Then we are worried about all the windows and doors.
Are they broken?
No, but there are no locks on the windows and one of the doors.
And when would you like those done?
Oh, that's not really urgent, but you never know when there's going to be a break-in.
No, we'll get those done for you next week, don't worry.
And then the last thing on the list is the kitchen curtains. They're torn.
Oh, right. We do have quite a few spare ones in stock and can get those to you in the next week, if that's all right with you.
Yes, that would be fine.
Anything else?
No, that's all. At the beginning of the tour, we will start with the most important place in my town, which is the Plaza Lyon. The Plaza Lyon, which is more than 100 years old, is the gathering place for young people on Friday and Saturday nights, and for parents and children on Sunday afternoons. Four streets lead to the plaza, which have wide sidewalks and are tree-lined. Hernandez Street, which was named after a famous writer born in the city, contains all of the food stores, fish markets, and vegetable stands. Fernando Street, which was named after an educator, is where all of the government offices are housed. Via del Mar Street, whose roads are made of stones, is the only street which still has its old surface. Finally, we come to Horatio Street, on which there are two universities. One of them is the most famous university in my country. That's why it is my favorite street of all. At the beginning of the tour, we will start with the most important place in my town, which is the Plaza Lyon. The Plaza Lyon, which is more than 100 years old, is the gathering place for young people on Friday and Saturday nights, and for parents and children on Sunday afternoons. Four streets lead to the plaza, which have wide sidewalks and are tree-lined. Hernandez Street, which was named after a famous writer born in the city, contains all of the food stores, fish markets, and vegetable stands. Fernando Street, which was named after an educator, is where all of the government offices are housed. Via del Mar Street, whose roads are made of stones, is the only street which still has its old surface. Finally, we come to Horatio Street,
on which there are two universities. One of them is the most famous university in my country. That's why it is my favorite street of all.